Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you. You hear me?
Testing, yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Talk again.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. We're at 31.
Okay. We're testing, testing, yep. Testing, testing.
Yep, looking good, looking good.
Okay, I'm on the VU meter. Yep, okay.
Yep, okay, so.
Back in the regional final.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Yeah, I talked to Chuck today. Weird, you know. He was at the cardiologist on Wednesday. That was the night we met.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com. Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear Yes, she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Jack Kramer speaking to you from here at Minster as we kick off our 2019 high school football season on scoresbroadcast.com. This is our 13th year of high school football coverage on Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And January marks our 14th calendar year on scoresbroadcast.com. With me since 2010 has been Chuck McBee, who is off tonight recovering from knee replacement surgery. Chuck, we wish you the very best, buddy. And you'll be back in the crow's nest here real soon on scoresbroadcast.com. Our on-site engineer tonight is Mike Wick from Sydney, who helped us launch scoresbroadcast.com back in 2006, 7, 8, and 9. Mike, Jeff Bray, and Mark Jordan comprised that three-person team way back then, which got Scores up and running. Our first football game was Lehman Catholic and Anna. Rockets won it by a score of 7-3. Our first football game, or I should say our first basketball game covered on Scores, was Jackson Center Rushi. And I think Jackson Center won by 9. I may be mistaken, but those were our initial scoresbroadcast.com webcasts of football and basketball. Tonight is in the past. On week one, it's Minster versus Fort Loramie. It's the Battle of Route 66 as these two juggernauts, just a few miles apart, lock horns once again to open the campaign. The Wildcats, under 7-year head coach Garen Stokes, have beaten Fort Loramie 7 straight times, including twice in playoff action. Fort Loramie's last victory, by the way, came in Stokes' first year back in 2013. Redskins won a squeaker that night, 21-18. Since then, Minster has streaked to triumphs by scores of 34-0, 41-7, 37-7, 26-20 in overtime, 20-0, 40-24, and last year, 34-14. Minster Stokes led his team to state titles in 2014 and 2017, to a state runner-up in 2016. His stamp on this football program here at Minster is cemented. He has done one heck of a job. That's an understatement. Fort Loramie is guided by second-year head coach Spencer Wells, whose team had the best season ever in Redskins football history last year. Fort Loramie went 12-2, won a dozen straight after a season-opening setback to Minster, and then advanced all the way to the state semifinals. In fact, Fort Loramie topped Convoy Crestview in the regional championship game after Crestview had nipped Minster the week before. Fort Loramie would like to have played Minster in the postseason last year, didn't get a chance, but did move on all the way to the state Final Four. Minster was knocked out in round two. Fort Loramie, as I noted, 12-2 a year ago. Minster, 8-4. Coach Spencer Wells is the fourth football head coach in Fort Loramie history. Last year, he succeeded Whit Parks, who left after 3 years, during which he put together two superb campaigns. Spencer is a 2006 Delpha St. John's graduate. You may recall he played on that 2005 Delpha St. John's state championship squad. He's got 8 years now of coaching experience, including a year ago at Fort Loramie, time at Salina, Marion Local, Allen East, and Wapakoneta. In fact, Spencer has not been back here at Minster since coaching on the Goodwin-led staff at Marion Local a few years back. It should be an outstanding game tonight. These two teams evenly matched, each with about a dozen seniors who played a lot of good football last year as juniors. Each team lost to 13 seniors a year ago to graduation. Each club with about half its starting offensive and defensive units back. And as both coaches told us during the week, mistakes happen frequently in week one. And no doubt the team tonight, which makes the fewer mistakes, will probably come out on top. That's often been the case in this opening night matchup between Fort Loramie and Minster. As we noted, Minster has prevailed in the last five season openers and has won twice over Fort Loramie in the last several years in the postseason. I'd like to let our listeners know that once again here on scoresbroadcast.com, our anchor underwriting sponsors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Three sponsors joining us last winter and spring include Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, top quality craftsmanship for your home from the Eilerman team. And Maury's Landing Restaurant on State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie, where you always get more tasty food at Maury's Landing. In addition, thank you so much to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Fort Loramie game sponsors are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Geyer's, M&A, and Tom and Jerry's online with us with every Fort Loramie webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return with our starting lineups when we come back. We'll also highlight the stars of these two clubs when we come back here at Finster. It's a beautiful night for high school football. Temperature in the mid-70s, some thin cirrus clouds overhead, and the chance of rain, I think, is well off to the south. It should be a beautiful night for game one. The field here at Minster is plush. It's thick and green, and it's long, and these players are going to love it. Conditioning could be a factor tonight. It is a bit on the humid side. The starters next when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, who handles engineering tonight. Chuck McBee is off. He had knee replacement surgery a few weeks ago. Chuck will be back in the saddle soon here on Scores Broadcast. Well, we talked to Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells earlier in the week about this season opener tonight versus Minster. This is year number two for Spencer. Last year in his inaugural season, what a campaign. A 12-2 mark, 12 consecutive wins, all the way to the state semifinal went Fort Loramie. And as Coach Wells noted, it was a special 2018 season.
You know, without a doubt, a very exciting year. And a lot went into that. You know, we were talking about our senior leadership that they provided. I mean, with those guys, you know, their goal was to leave a legacy, and they without a doubt did that. So that has set the foundation for our younger guys moving forward, that they know what it takes. And so we're looking to continue to build on that. Mm-hmm. I know as a coaching staff, you know, we've spent a lot of time looking at, you know, areas that we can improve, because, you know, last year was a success, but we got to get better. You know, we didn't achieve our ultimate goal, and that's been the focus of this offseason.
Hey, a lot of talent in that junior class a year ago, which is that core this year here in 2019.
Yeah, you know, we've got 13 seniors, and really excited for those guys, because you know, they really gel as a unit. You know, a lot of similar personalities, and you know, they've worked hard in the off season. Their leadership's really coming along, and a lot of them are stepping up to those spots that were left by the previous senior class. And to me, that's always the most enjoyable thing as a coach in the off season, is you know you've got spots open. Who's going to step up and get it done? You know, who's going to take advantage of an opportunity? And those guys have done a really good job doing that.
The Spencer Wells coaching philosophy, schemes, offense, defense, any modification since a year ago, what do spectators in the stands expect to see when Fort Loramie's on the football field this fall?
Yeah, you know, I think for us offensively, our philosophy is we want to get the ball to a variety of playmakers and get it to them in space and let them go make something happen. And my experience, you know, when you can do that and it doesn't have to be complex, the kids can play fast. And that's what we want to do on offense. Yeah. Protecting the quarterback. You know, we were pretty blessed last year not to give up a quarterback sack until the last game, week 14.
Wow.
And it was actually the second last play of that game. So we, you know, but yeah, you know, long story short, we want to protect the quarterback, be efficient with our pass game, and then really be able to pound the football as well. And defensively, you know, it's a defense that I played in high school, you know, that they played at Walpock as well, that we've built on. Coach Frilling, our defensive coordinator, has really added to it with some different things that, based on his experience. But it does boil down to making sure our kids know the fundamentals, make sure they're reading their keys so that they can play fast. And he spends a lot of time working on different formations and alignments. Let's get lined up. Let's read our keys. Let's fly to the football. And so that's kind of what we look at on offense and defense.
Speaking of the quarterback position, Colin Moore got valuable experience playing a lot of minutes at the QB spot as a sophomore last season. He comes back as a junior, talented, experience under his belt. Talk about him and other skill players around Colin Moore this year.
Yeah, you know, Colin just gets better and better every day, I feel. And I remember last year, in the back of my mind, you know, if you ask my assistant coaches, I don't know how many times in the coach's office we had a senior, a junior, and then Colin going into last year. And I kept saying, I think it's going to be Colin. If he can just, you know, we got to see it, but he's got a lot of potential. And, you know, it really wasn't until our last scrimmage before week one where he took the reins and earned it. Because we weren't going to, I mean, as a sophomore, if you're playing for us, you have to earn it. You know, we're not going to give it to anybody because that means you're taking, you know, playing time away from a junior or senior. So he showed us enough in that last scrimmage that we felt that he earned it. And then he really had a heck of a year and grew as a quarterback throughout. So he's been voted as a junior, a team captain. So we've got five captains, four seniors, and he was the junior that was selected. And so he was nominated by his teammates. The team votes on it. And I think that says a lot about how the team views him as well.
Hey, if he doesn't carry the football, who will be carrying it? And who will be his primary targets when he goes up top?
Sure. So, you know, running the football, our quarterback definitely plays a role. I think he led us in carries last year. But we approach it in the backfield that we don't want to get, you know, one guy 30 carries. You know, we want to mix in. We're pretty blessed to have a variety of athletes. So for us this year at the running back spot, it'll be a combination of Max Hoying, Nick Brandwee, Nate Meyer, those guys at our B-back position in the backfield. And then at our split-out running back slash wide receiver spot that Carter Mesher played last year, Damon Mesher steps in there, Sam Barhorst steps in there. So we've got a couple guys that Nick Barhorst is another guy that's gave us really good reps there. So those are guys, you know, really all six of those, including Colin making a seven, can run the football for us. So that makes it exciting. Throwing the football, Mark Sager's our guy. You know, he's a guy that we know that we've got to get good matchups with. We've got to create the scheme with him. You know, last year he was a big play guy for us, and this year we need him to be a possession receiver and a big play guy. Mm-hmm. And so he stepped up. He showed that in seven-on-sevens. He showed that in the scrimmages. And we're really looking to build on there. Hank Ruhlenkamp at Z, you know, that was a spot that last year Ben Barhorst took a hold of. And I don't know how many people, you know, they overlooked Ben. And he was top 20 in our conference in receiving. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for that out of Hank. You know, Hank's going to have his moments in the pass game that we need him to be a big possession receiver Ben was last season. And I think he can definitely do that. We also have Kevin Plyman at X. He's our we try to get that guy in some one-on-one matchups, and he's 6'8". So, you know, that's a guy that, you know, we have to be smart with and see where we can get him good opportunities. So, you know, you mentioned a lot of names there. We're pretty blessed with that. And, you know, so that's on us as coaches to make sure we game plan and give all those guys opportunities.
Spencer Wells, second-year head coach, Fort Loramie football, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster. A couple of preseason scrimmages for you before this evening's game against the Wildcats. What did you learn heading into this game against Minster tonight?
A big theme for us on the offensive line, because we replaced three starters there. And, you know, for us, the challenge has been we need movement. You know, let's control the line of scrimmage and just focus on preaching into those linemen. You got to get movement. Mm-hmm. You know, good low pad level, good steps, good technique, good hand placement, and get them driven off the football. And I really think in our two scrimmages with Liberty Benton and Elida, you know, two bigger schools than us, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage. And that's a credit to those guys. So we really like seeing that. We had a variety of injuries throughout that time, too. So I think a benefit was a lot of guys got reps. You know, it wasn't just, you know, our starters per se. You know, we got a lot of guys reps, and I think that can be a benefit throughout the season. You know, those guys just got better and better, and, you know, that gives us some flexibility there with our substitution packages because, mm-hmm. you know, where maybe without those injuries, those guys don't get as many reps as they got. So I think that made us a deeper football team, those two scrimmages, and we'll continue to preach that with our offense and defensive lines controlling the line of scrimmage.
The Garen Stokes program at Minster's been in place now quite a few years. It's rock solid. Hey, you look statewide around Ohio opening night. This is maybe one of the top two or three small school openers in the entire Buckeye State.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, they do a really nice job. I mean, you have to respect what they've done mm-hmm. the last 5 years. And you know, for us, though, we talked as a team. It's really not about them. And, you know, and I believe right. that, you know, the moment that you start really thinking about the opponent and worrying about what they're going to do, then that's losing football. You know, so for us, the message has been, let's be the best team that we can be.
Sure.
You know, and if we line up and we play physical, we know what we're doing, you know, we really feel good about our chances. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a great environment. And, you know, anytime these two towns play in anything, you know, whether it's girls basketball, baseball, you know, now it's football this week, they both want to win. So it'll be a fun night for fans on both sides.
Sure.
And I know our players are looking forward to it.
second-year head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie, whose counterpart is Garen Stokes in his seventh year at Minster. Coach Stokes commented on 2018 for the Minster Wildcats, said it was a good year, but his club did not meet all objectives.
2018 was an interesting year. We had a really good group of unselfish seniors that fought like crazy to try to get our program to where they wanted it to be. And we're a little disappointed in how we came together as a group, as a team. We didn't feel like we got the most out of our group as a coaching staff or as a group of seniors. So a little disappointing. Transitioned into the offseason and had some adversity with a group of kids. And then our kids have handled everything that we've thrown at them this offseason. So we're excited to see where we're at as a team. We haven't really been hit in the mouth and dealt with like any true adversity yet. So, but we're excited. I'm really proud of the group that this senior class has become so far. They were a group that had a label on them that weren't really looked highly upon. But since the middle of this winter, they have been phenomenal. And we're excited. We're starting to see some really good leadership out of them, and we're going to see how we compete. We're excited to kind of see this group mold throughout the year.
Three scrimmages under your belt heading into tonight's opener against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, great scrimmages. We go with Bell Fountain. They're always well-coached and big and physical. You get exposed there the first time of the year on film, and then we go down to Franklin with Northmont and New Richmond and Franklin, and it's an incredible scrimmage for us. Excited. We always talk about throwing the first punch down there, and then we get to go with Walpock. So battle tested right off the get-go, exposed by our weaknesses by really good teams and well coached teams, and our kids do a great job with the humility of getting better through those experiences. Like they like putting reps on tape, going as hard as they can, making mistakes, and then fixing the mistakes. So excited to see them compete.
Yeah, numerous starters back on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we feel good about our skill there and our offensive line, but we haven't played real well offensively yet in their scrimmages. So there's an urgency to really move people up front, protect, and then go make plays offensively. So we've been okay, haven't been great offensively yet. So we got a lot of work to do on that end.
Defensively, you don't return nearly as many starters as you do offensively.
Yeah, really unique because we got some guys there that haven't played that compete like crazy, just really scrappy bunch. That's kind of the identity that they want to be known for, is just being able to scrap. Like, they're not going to be perfect. Sometimes they're going to physically get their butts kicked, but at the end of the day, they're gonna scrap. So yeah. We're excited to see that group. It's a really smart group, smaller. So we're excited about see how they come together.
Sure. Garen Stokes, seventh-year head coach at Minster, our guest before tonight's game between Minster and Fort Loramie. Talk about your philosophy, schemes, if you can, put it in 25 words or less, in spectator's terms. What is Garen Stokes High School football all about?
High school football is a platform to teach kids how to become awesome adults. So schematically, we study like crazy to be as good as we can be, but that's just a piece of competence that adds to the influence that you can have on high school kids. But we try to spread the ball around offensively. If we have to run it 50 times, we'll run it. If we have to throw it 50 times, we'll throw it. Defensively, we just want to fly around and get 11 hatches of the football as fast as possible. No matter how we do that, it doesn't matter. But scheme to us is a secondary thought as far as building a team. Sure. and getting the correct behaviors from kids.
Sure, very well said. Boy, the configuration of divisions and regions in high school football in the state of Ohio has really modified itself over the last several years, especially this year. Your region in D6 is really loaded with five MAC schools plus some powerhouses to the north.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It's why I came to Minster. It's what we talk about in our program every single day. We want to play against the best. We want to compete against the best with the best. That's the only way to know and find out about yourself and to truly grow. So it's an exciting thing for us. Some people complain about it. You're not going to hear that from us. We're going to embrace it. We love it. If we go 6-4 and don't get in, or 4-6, or 10-0 and get beat in the first round, that's going to be the best we're going to possibly be. So we'll sleep well at night knowing that we've done everything we can to get as good as we can.
And one of the best small school openers statewide here in Ohio is this one, Fort Loramie at Minster.
Yeah, we love the game. Our kids don't like them. I'm starting to learn that. I'm sure their kids don't like us. It's just interesting. It's a fun game because they're 3 miles down the road, I think. So everybody knows everybody. Our kids are jacked up for it. We're excited. It's always week one. It's always going to be messy and sloppy and a lot of mistakes. But we got to make the as few as possible and try to play our tails off and see where we're at.
Well, as Coach Stokes of Minster noted, these two clubs might be friends off the field, but boy, they are foes on the field, and that's the situation here tonight at Minster. It is a bit humid. The sky's now overcast, temperature down well below 80. It was steamy an hour and a half ago when I arrived. It was in the low 80s for sure at that point, but the sun is setting off to the west, and we've got a beautiful night for high school football. The Minster Wildcats have entered the gridiron from the west end, attired in their black with orange numerals, white trim, black headgear. Fort Loramie Redskins are on the field now in the end zone to the west. Red pants, white shirts, blue numbers, or I should say black numbers, black helmets. Easy for me to see, huh? But good crowd, late arriving crowd here tonight, and it's darn near full on both sides. Good throng, as expected, from Fort Loramie across the way. And the Minster section on our press box side is nearly jam-packed. Two outstanding quarterbacks go at it tonight. Senior Jacob Niemeyer for Minster. He has thrown for 1,800 yards, 15 scores. That was last year in 2018. Very similar numbers for junior quarterback Colin Moore of Fort Loramie. He pitched for 1,801 yards and 21 TDs. It will be imperative for Fort Loramie to slow down hard running back Alex Schmidtmeyer of Minster. He'll no doubt tote the ball on first downs, and Fort Loramie has got to double and triple up on him and keep him under 4 yards a carry on that first down. Fort Loramie will kick off to start the game. Offensive starters for Minster, quarterback Jacob Niemeyer. Running back is Alex Schmidtmeyer. Wide receivers, Trent Redkerman and Brendan Barhorst. Halfback is Brian Falk. Tight end Luke Riplow. Offensive line, the tackles Dylan Sharp and Leland Frick. The guards are Kyle Reithman and Dustin Frericks. And the center is Alex Frimmel. Minster will get the ball first. Really no wind advantage. Maybe a very slight breeze from the northeast. Fort Loramie kicking from east to west as we begin this game tonight. And boy, it's a playoff atmosphere in week one here on August 30th at Minster. And the benches of both teams jumping up and down to the rhythm of the band from Minster. The boot is end over end to the near side. Hits at the 20 and takes a sideways hop out of bounds. And Minster will start with good field position, taking over the football with the first play short of the 40-yard line. Ball, I think, in the high school game is marked at the 35, first and 10. Just underway here at Minster, Fort Loramie Redskins returning a host of defensive players. Fort Loramie has to replenish on the offensive line where it graduated 3. And Josh Pangalinan, the starting center a year ago, is out injured tonight. We'll keep our eyes on that. Minster's a little thin in the back 7 on defense where it was hit hard by graduation. First play from scrimmage, a short pass left flat. Minster completes it a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. And the run after catch by Brendan Barhorst is good for a +2, and that's it. That's a play that Minster's outstanding quarterbacks over the past several years have used often and used well for big yardage. Fort Loramie stopped it for a small two-yard advance on the game's first play. Minster flashing two receivers to the far left. Jacob Niemeyer in the spread on second down and eight from the 37. Niemeyer gives the ball to Schmidtmeyer, who plows straight ahead. He plunges to the 40. No more. He advanced it for three. Third and five, Minster at the 40 of the Wildcats. We've played a minute, no score. Opening series of the game. Quick huddle up for Minster. Wildcats with a quick pace offense to start. Three receivers wide left for Niemeyer. Redskins send four defensive backs that direction. Niemeyer looks in the right flat. He's got a man wide open at the 39. He sprints down the near sideline, and he barrels to the 50, over it to the Fort Loramie 48. Good reception down the field for Retkerman of Minster. First and 10, 48 of Fort Loramie. Minster might have deceived the Redskins in that play with multiple receivers to the left. The throw came back to the right, and it was open. Jacob Niemeyer fakes to Schmidtmeyer. Here's a flat pass. It's thrown up ahead off the hands of the hot receiver. The ball was pitched forward by a yard. Had it been tossed backwards a little bit, it would have been a live ball. It's incomplete. Second down 10, Minster at the Fort Loramie 48. 10:44 to go. First quarter, no score. Game opening drive for the Wildcats. Two receivers to the left. Falk is one of them along with Retkerman. High snap for Niemeyer. He reaches up to Spirit. He lofts a forward pass down the near sideline. Fort Loramie's got double coverage, and it might have been picked off. It was at the 12-yard line. Interception, Redskins. Good pickoff by Fort Loramie. Well done by a heck of an athlete, Damon Mesher. You'll see him offensively, defensively, going both ways for Fort Loramie as the receiver, Retkerman, was two-timed, and he was bracketed nicely by Fort Loramie, and it was Mesher who went up to yank it down right in front of the intended receiver for Minster, and Fort Loramie takes over first and 10 from its 12. 90 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie's offense features Colin Moore at quarterback, running back Nick Brandewey, and flags fly before the snap from center on the game's opening play of the season for the Redskins. It's a procedure call, and it will cost Fort Loramie five, back to about the seven. Offensive starters for the Redskins, Colin Moore, quarterback, Nick Brandewey in the offensive backfield. A strong quartet of wide receivers led by Mark Sager. He's the big play man. Kevin Plyman, Hank Ruenkamp, and, of course, Damon Mesher, also a wideout. He's got outstanding speed. Evan Holscher, Blake Holdhouse, Adam Siegel, Ethan Eilerman, Griffin Meyer along the line of scrimmage. Running play, Fort Loramie strung out to the left. Back to the 9 or 10 at gain 3. The line of scrimmage when the ball was intercepted was the 12. So Fort Loramie, after a 5-yard penalty, gets a couple yards back. And it's second down for the Redskins and 13 to go for a first down. Just over 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie possession inside its 10. Here is the quarterback, Colin Moore, fakes to Brandewey, rolls right, lofts it wide to the far side of the field. A leaping stab is made right in front of the Redskins bench at the 46. Run after catch by Sager across the 50 to the Minster 46 before Sager is flushed out of bounds. First and 10 Redskins, ball marked for play at the Minster 47. Boy, Colin Moore threw a beauty. Good play action in the offensive backfield. And Sager sprinted past the Minster secondary. Fort Loramie sends a man in motion, and we've got a penalty marker. 9:56 left, opening quarter, as Fort Loramie, like Minster, has invaded the other team's end of the field. Minster did on its opening drive, then threw a pick. And this last penalty, like the game's first marker, is against Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage will be the Redskins 48. So many thanks to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, one of our fine Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors, along with Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie as well. Thanks to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, first and 15. Receivers right and left. Whoops, looked like a man in the slot might have moved. Wasn't called. The running play generates about five. Brandewee hot stepped it around left end inside the 50, toppled at the Minster 47. The officials might have missed a flag on Fort Loramie for premature movement. Second down and 10 Redskins at the Minster 47. 9:33 left, opening quarter, no score. Minster's won the last seven in this series. Minster's won the last five opening games versus Fort Loramie. And in addition, Minster has topped the Redskins twice in the playoffs in the last several seasons. Here's Colin Moore. It's a quarterback draw. He slowed behind the line of scrimmage, and he tiptoes to the 46-45. Might have nudged just inside it. Short advance, third down, 8, Redskins, Minster 45-yard line. Let's see what's up the sleeve of head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie here. Wide receiver split to the left, 2 to the right. Plyman at 6'8 to the left. Colin Moore looks to the right, throws it high for Sager. Sager got a piece of it. He was drilled as he leaped off the ground. Incompletion, and Fort Loramie's got to kick it. Barhorst on the field now for Fort Loramie to boot it away. Nick is back at the 42-43-yard line. Minster single deep back at the 15-yard line. Slight wind at the back of the Fort Loramie punter on 4th and 8 for the Minster 45. Oh, the kick is excellent. It sails to the left of the Minster deep man and then takes a 90-degree hop directly toward the sidelines. Inside the 20 at the 16, that's where Minster starts. One possession each way through the game's first 6.5 minutes, no score. Each team did get the football across the 50. Fort Loramie denied when the Redskins had to punt. Meanwhile, Minster was picked off, intercepted pass at the 12-yard line of Fort Loramie, ending the Wildcats' first possession of this game. Two receivers wide left for Niemeyer. For Minster, the quarterback gives to Schmidtmeyer. He weaves his way to the line of scrimmage, and then he pile drives behind his offensive center. Good effort behind Frimmel up front. Schmidtmeyer stayed afloat and bounced to the 19. Didn't look like he gained more than a yard at the start, but he did wedge out every bit of 3. Second down and 7, 19-yard line of Minster. Jacob Niemeyer takes the snap. Here's a sweep by Schmidtmeyer around left end. Cuts it. He slants. Far hash mark. 25. Stays on his feet. Trudges to the 30. He's got the first down. A 10 or 11-yard bolt by Schmidtmeyer. He's the man to watch when Minster runs the football. He was outstanding a year ago. Almost 1,100 yards on the ground for Schmidtmeyer in that running attack for Minster in 2018. And he registered 20 touchdowns on the ground alone. First and 10, Minster. Line of scrimmage just shy of the 30 of the Wildcats. 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Here's Niemeyer. Fakes to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer keeps. And he rides it ahead behind his right guard to the 33. He slowed right there. Good tackle by Nate Meyer. Came up to wrestle down the ball carrier for Minster. Quick snap, Wildcats on 2nd and 6. Schmidtmeyer tripped behind the line. He might have fallen forward to the line of scrimmage. Not much of a gain, if any. Nick Brandewee undercut him with a textbook tackle. 5 minutes gone, first quarter. Minster confronts a 3rd and 6 at the Wildcats 33. No score in this game. Two receivers to the right, including Retkerman. He's an outstanding wideout for Minster. Here's the quarterback firing over the middle. Triple coverage for Loramie. It is broken up, batted down, or is it intercepted? No, it's caught by Minster. Incredible. It went through the hands of three Fort Loramie defensive backs, and somehow, some way, Retkerman caught the ball. Splendid maneuver by Retkerman. It looked like it was going to be a pick at first, and maybe the trio from Fort Loramie simply bounced off each other without getting a hand on the football. And Retkerman snared it. Spectacular. 1st and 10, Minster, Fort Loramie 40. Swing pass, Schmidtmeyer dances down the near sideline for 7. Well, Fort Loramie's looked rock solid in defensive pass coverage here against Minster so far. Should have had a pick, certainly. No worse than an incompletion on that long pass play by Niemeyer to Retkerman. But Retkerman made a superb play. Boy, that was focus. He zeroed in on the ball and made sure he caught it. Here's the quarterback, Niemeyer. Quarterback draw. Gaping hole, right tackle. He rips to the 25, stays on his feet, carves out yards all the way down to the 18. What very easily could have been Fort Loramie's 2nd interception of this game was not. In fact, it was a Minster completion for a big first down, and now the Wildcats have momentum. 5:26 to go, first quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 17 of Fort Loramie, 1st and 10. Here's the handoff. Niemeyer, Schmidtmeyer fakes right, and then goes left. Another juke. He's across the 15, reaches out to about the 13.5-yard line. He got 4. 2nd down and 6, ball in the middle of the field between the hash marks. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Minster's 2nd serious threat of this game. 2 receivers far left for Minster, including Trent Retkerman and Brendan Barhorst. Brian Falk is also flanked. Flag flies. Niemeyer keeps. He skips around left end. He's got a blocker, another one. He surges to the 5, inside it to the 3. Good run by Niemeyer. Markers down. The play is negated. Strong run by Niemeyer. He and Colin Moore, 2 very good rushing quarterbacks. But the run by Niemeyer is wiped out. Would have been a first down. We've got offensive holding by Minster behind the line of scrimmage, and that sets the Wildcats back on their heels to the 26. 2nd down all over again. Ball marked for play just outside the Fort Loramie 25. Scoreboard reads 2nd down and 18 yards to go, 4:40 left here in the first quarter. Minster must get the football all the way down to the 7.5 for a first down. Boy, that was a fine first down run by Niemeyer, but no go because of the penalty. Here's a fake double reverse, and Niemeyer's got a wide open receiver. Middle of the field, goal line, Retkerman, touchdown, Minster. I said Trent Retkerman. It was Brian Falk, the H-back, who slipped downfield unnoticed, and he hauled it in wide open about a foot into the end zone. No white shirts around him. Touchdown, Minster. 25-yard toss. 4:21 left in the first. Extra point try here for Minster. Good snap from center. Ball booted high. Is it wide left? I think it is. It is outside the post. No good. It's missed. 4:21 left. Opening stanza. Minster draws first blood. Wildcats 6, Redskins nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, the kickoff by Brian Falk of Minster is down to the Fort Loramie 6. It's fielded there on a hop by Mesher, and he races up the near side over the 20 to the 22-yard line. First down, Fort Loramie, which trails 6-0. Brian Falk, the H-back, caught the 25-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Niemeyer for Minster. Then Falk, the kicker, missed wide left the extra point. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter of play. Minster on top, 6-0 over Fort Loramie, which sends 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right. Colin Moore, the junior quarterback, at the helm. Here's a toss sweep to the right to Brandewee. He makes one man miss, puts his head down, and digs hard to the 25, maybe 26. He gained at least 4, second down 6 for Fort Loramie with 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Sun peeking behind the clouds in the western sky sends a long glimmer of sunshine from west to east across the field here at Minster. Slight breeze out of the northeast. Fort Loramie with that small wind at its back. Quarterback Niemeyer fakes on the play to Brandewee, then fires a bullet in the right flat. Completion up over the 31-yard line. And the reception by Sager, and then his ensuing run, good enough for a first down to the 35. Sager is an outstanding target for the Redskins. I can remember last year in the state semifinal, he had a beautiful catch and run for a score. He stands every bit of 6'3", tough to bring down after he catches the football. He made a man miss and jerked another would-be tackler aside, got to the 35, first and 10, Fort Loramie. Fake on the inside, handoff, a flip to Brandewee in the left flat behind the line of scrimmage, and the play is diagnosed by Minster and thrown for a 1 or 2 yard loss. Outstanding play by Retkerman of Minster, the linebacker. Zeroed in on Brandewee's number. Brandewee's body fell to the original line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down, 10, Fort Loramie, 35-yard line. 2:37 left, opening period. 6-0 Minster. Snap to Colin Moore. Same play, right side of the field. Brandewee catches back at the 31, 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Minster smells it out. Secondary races up to trip up Brandewee at about the 38. Minimal gain of plus 3, 3rd and 7, Redskins. We near the 2-minute mark, first quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 38-yard line. Redskins with 1, 2, 3 receivers flanked. Brandewee slot left. Mesher to Colin Moore's left. Maybe a change of play call. And I think Fort Loramie a little confused about what to try here on 3rd and 7. And the Redskins get a timeout. 6-0 Minster, under 2 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's That's Goffney, GOFFENAFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's, just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
As we return to live action, the Redskins on third and about seven from their own 37.5-yard line. Throw a quick slant to Hank Ruhenkamp after the timeout. He catches just short of the first down, and he stretches out for first down yardage to the Fort Loramie 46. So it's first and 10 Redskins, the drive alive. A minute 42 left here in the opening quarter. Minster in the lead by a 6-0 count. It's now a sun-swept Minster High School football field. Gorgeous night for the high school football opener. Minster in the home black, orange numerals outlined in white, black headgear. Fort Loramie red pants, white shirts, black numerals, red trim, black helmets as well. Inside and off to Max Hoying of Fort Loramie on first and 10. And there's a nice cavity, and look at Hoying go. He powers over the 50 to the Minster 47. He's got about eight, at least 7.5. Second down, a little less than three to go for a first down for the Redskins. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Minster. Fort Loramie asserting itself on offense. Colin Moore, the quarterback. He stuffed the football into the belly of Brandewee. Brandewee chugs outside left tackle, meets resistance at the 44-43 of Minster. But I think he's got the first down. Yep, he does. Move the chains. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Minster 43. 44 seconds left in the first. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to an array of outstanding underwriting sponsors, including Anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, along with the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Well, on first and 10, Colin Moore pitches it wide of the receiver, far side of the field, behind the line of scrimmage. It's no good. He did toss it forward. Ball was not live when it hit the ground. Incomplete. Second down, 10, Redskins. Minster 43, 23 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Four receivers flank. Colin Moore takes the wide snap. He's at the 50. Fires right sideline. Nearly picked off. It would have been six. Wow, that was close. Good coverage by Redkerman. He nearly stole that ball from Hank Ruhenkamp. And had he gotten it clean, it would have been 56, 57 yards and a score. 18 seconds to go, first quarter, third down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie at the Minster 43. We'll hear from one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, at the end of our first quarter. Barker, an outstanding anchor. Thanks so much, Barker Insurance. On with us now for about 10 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. For multiple years now, Barker Insurance voted the number one insurance agency in the region. You get the most value from Barker. Well, 5-yard penalty against Fort Loramie. Redskins retreat. New line of scrimmage, the Minster 48. Third and 15 Redskins. 17 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Minster. Two receivers to the far right, including Damon Mesher. Snap back to Colin Moore. Brandewee blocking. Moore looks middle of the field. Here's a leaping effort by Sager. He got his hands on it. Then he was smacked in the chest. Could not tuck the football in. May have had the wind knocked out of him. Incomplete pass. Timely hit applied by Minster. Incompletion. Fourth and 10, Fort Loramie, which will punt in the waning seconds of the first quarter. Back in deep punt formation, Barhorst for Fort Loramie. He's at the 39 to kick it. Minster's deep back is at the 15. It's a good boot. Slight wind at Barhorst back. Oh, it lights on the ground at the 16 and takes a long hop out of bounds down around the 10, maybe inside it. 5 seconds left in the scoreboard clock, first quarter. Minster 6, Fort Loramie nothing. First and 10 Wildcats from the Minster 10. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And thanks again to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Find underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final play, first quarter. Minster first and 10 from its 10. 6-0 Minster lead. Long snap count for Niemeyer. Schmidtmeyer, the running back, alongside at the 5-yard line. And the ball is dealt to Schmidtmeyer. He jukes right, left, can't find an opening, squirms to maybe the 13. That's it. First quarter's in the books. Minster 6, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Opening play here in the second quarter for Minster results in a short pass. Good run after catch by Retkerman to the 19. And Minster confronts a 3rd and 1, leading 6-0. Opening seconds of the clock. Second quarter of play. Niemeyer back at the 13, takes the wide snap, delayed handoff to Schmidtmeyer, and Schmidtmeyer's got an opening, and he bangs across the 21 to the 22. Looked like the play might be slowed down. Timing was off because of the poor snap, but Schmidtmeyer bullied forward, 23-yard line of Minster, 1st and 10 Wildcats. 1 minute gone here in quarter number 2, 6-0 Minster leads. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Center Alex Frimmel over the ball. Schmidtmeyer alongside Niemeyer. Retkerman and Falk split wide left. Here's the fake by Niemeyer to Schmidtmeyer. The Redskins go after Schmidtmeyer, but they also wrap up Niemeyer, who held on to it. Very little gain. He might have gotten one. He squirted to the 24, 2nd down and 9. 6-0 Minster. Wildcats with a little slower pace here on this offensive series than Minster displayed in its first two offensive thrusts. Here is Niemeyer, fairly long cadence, takes the snap back at the 17. Here's a pass to a wide out in the flat. It is caught at the 26, but Fort Loramie's all over it. Nick Brandewy smelled it out. Mark Seger was there as well. Ball was hauled in by junior Bryce Barhorst of Minster, but he was corralled immediately. Minute gain, picked up yard and a half or two, third down, every bit of 7 to go for Minster to get a first down from the Wildcats, 26. 9:36 left, opening quarter. 6-0 Wildcats. Two receivers to the wide side. Reckerman against Sager over there. But the pass comes to this side of the field, and it is busted up by Fort Loramie. Outstanding defensive play. Coming out of nowhere was Sager. He came across the field, got a fist in there. Max Hoing also was in the vicinity. Good double coverage by Fort Loramie as Niemeyer telegraphed that pass. So it is fourth down for Minster. Wildcats' initial punt of this game. Line of scrimmage, the 26. Damon Mesher, a serious threat for Fort Loramie, will come up and catch this punt in the vicinity of his 35. He makes the first man miss. Gets a block from Brandewy. He's twisted around and dropped at the 42 or 43. Good field position for Fort Loramie. 7 yards short of the 50. We played just under 3 minutes here in quarter number two. Minster in the lead, 6-0. Minster's won the last 7 in this series. Garen Stokes' team in his first year coaching at Minster lost to Fort Loramie 21-18 here. Since then, the Wildcats have bested Fort Loramie 5 straight in openers and twice in the postseason. Two receivers far left. Staggered offensive backfield. And it's a keeper on the play. No, it's a Wildcat. That wasn't Colin Moore who took the snap. It looked like it might have been Nick Brandewy who took it. And he was rolled down at about the line of scrimmage. It did not fool Minster. Second down, 10 yards to go. Fort Loramie, 8:48 to go first quarter, or I should say first half. Minster in the lead, 6-0. Redskins on second and 10 after no gain. Three-man defensive front. Host of linebackers in there for Minster. Short pass across the line of scrimmage by Fort Loramie. A twirling reception at the 46. Sager's got it. Minster dumps him right now. Sager's a marked man. Minster backed off and came to Sager as he was receiving the football. And he was spilled. A net of 3, no more than that. 3rd and 7, Fort Loramie. 46 of the Redskins. 8 minutes to go, first half. 6-0 Minster. Two receivers near side. Snap back to Colin Moore. Looks into the right flat for Hoing. He's got him at the 43. Breaks the tackle. Makes another man miss. Look at Hoing go. He stays on his feet and bulldozes across the 50 over the 45 of Minster. Upended at the 41. 1st and 10 Redskins. 7:50 left here in the first half. Fort Loramie hasn't scored yet, but the Redskins, for the second time in this game, across the 50, gaining some momentum on the offensive side of the ball. First down, Sager flanked far left. Colin Moore, the quarterback, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, has Mesher to his left. Here's a toss sweep to the left to Mesher. He curls inside the defensive left end and knifes his way down inside the 38 to the 37. Down he goes. He picked up 4. 2nd down and 6. Good tackle coming up for Minster. Dylan Sharp raced to the outside from his defensive line spot to make the hit. Timeout called on the field. 5 minutes gone. Second quarter.
Fort Laramie driving, trailing 6-0 to Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Second down and 6 for the Redskins after the timeout. Hoying gets the football from Moore, and he drives hard, keeps those legs digging. He finally goes down stubbornly at the 34 of Minster. Play went right up the middle. It generated at least 4. It's 3rd and 3 now for Fort Laramie from the Minster 34-yard line. Snap back to Colin Moore. Inside handoff on the play to Nick Brandaway, and he's subdued behind the line. He lost a foot or two. Big play coming up here for the Redskins. That was a counter. But I tell you what, Dylan Sharp, who's played a heck of a game defensively along the line for Minster, wasn't buffaloed, not fooled at all. He stayed at home, and he wiped out that counter play. It resulted in a loss of a couple feet, and now Fort Laramie confronts a 4th and 4 from the Minster 35 with 5:48 to go in the first half, and Minster leading by a 6-0 score. Colin Moore looks to throw. It's a screen, right flat, caught by Sager. Sager puts his head down. He's smacked hard, drilled. Ball pops up in the air. Minster's got it on the rebound. Out of bounds at the Minster 35. Wow, that ball was jarred loose. Helmet on the football. That's what pried it away from Sager. He was going to be very close to a first down. He might have needed another yard or two nonetheless. Minster gets good field position, denying Fort Laramie a punt on 4th down. And now the Wildcats, with 5:33 to go in the second quarter, have the football at their own 35, 1st down, 10 yards to go. Well, it's imperative here that Fort Laramie's defense gets tough. Fort Laramie cannot afford to fall behind by 2 scores at halftime against Minster, which has defeated the Redskins 7 consecutive times. Here's Schmidtmeyer. It's a delayed handoff, a sprint draw. Schmidtmeyer churns to the 38. He nets 3. In there on the tackle for Fort Laramie was Nick Brandewey. Assistance provided by Blake Holdhouse. Line of scrimmage, the 38. Minster can get a first down at its 45. 5 minutes left. Quarter number 2. Schmidtmeyer alongside Niemeyer, the quarterback, in the offensive backfield. Reckerman split 15 to the right. Reckerman runs a route down the far sideline. Niemeyer looks for him and whips it toward him near the first down marker. It is off target, no good. Trent Reckerman was the hot receiver on that play for Minster all the way, and Fort Laramie spied on him, and the quarterback, Niemeyer, had to throw that football into a small window, didn't get it done, and it is an incompletion. 3rd and 7, Minster at the Wildcats 38. 4:50 left, second quarter, 6-0 Minster. 1, 2, 3 receivers flanked. Short pass, left flat, catch made, 39 of Minster. Good run after catch for 3 or 4 more. Schmidtmeyer out of the backfield, the safety valve, and it results in about 4, leaving Minster 2 yards short of a first down. 4th, 1.5 yards from the 43.5. And Darren Stokes, head coach of Minster, doesn't think about it one bit. It's a punt. Redskins have a deep man, Damon Mesher, back at the 15. Understand Anna has exploded on Fenwick. 27-7 lead for the Rockets in the second quarter. Very high kick. Mesher, no fair catch. He's got it at the 13. Makes one man miss, then a herd of black shirts try to rip the ball away from him and yank him down at the 23. Redskins start, first down, 10 yards to go. 4:31 on the clock late in the second quarter. Minster leads it by a 6-0 count. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 295-3243. That's 937-295-3243. Well, Monin tackles Moore of Fort Loramie. Redskins tried to run the end sweep to the right, and Minster was all over it. Line of scrimmage, the 22, no gain whatsoever. It was either Colin Moore or Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie who lugged the football. Nonetheless, nothing gained. Here's a bubble screen by Fort Loramie, middle of the field, and it's productive. It gains about 7 or 8 on the play. That was well executed by the Redskins. And it looked like on the receiving end was Hank Ruenkamp, leaving Fort Loramie 2.5 short of a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 30, 3:30 left to go, second quarter. Minster leads it 6-0. Fort Loramie with a third and a little better than 2, nearly 3 to go for a first down. Two receivers left. Brandewee alongside Colin Moore. Brandewee gets the nod. There's no room to budge. He is shouldered down at the 30. Did the ball come loose? Wildcats have got it. Fumble, Fort Loramie, Minster possession. Turn of events late here in the second quarter at the Fort Loramie 30. Last two possessions for Fort Loramie. An interception by Minster, a fumble recovery by Minster. The interception, the result of a hard hit for the Wildcats, popping the ball in the air, and that fumble, same thing. A helmet on the football, and Brandewee couldn't hang on. Minster now in position to go up 2 scores before the halftime break. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 30. Minster's offense back on the gridiron. Three receivers flanked right, and we've got a defensive timeout here by Fort Loramie. Just over 3 to go in the second. Minster up 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
as we return to action with 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Following the timeout, Minster, following the takeaway by Minster, goes for the home run ball as the quarterback, Jacob Niemeyer, retreated behind the line back to the 40 of Fort Loramie and zipped a bomb down the middle of the field, a post pattern to Brian Falk, and it was broken up at the last instant by Fort Loramie at the 3-yard line. Second down 10 for the Wildcats from the Redskins 30. Here is Niemeyer dishing on the play to Schmidtmeyer. He high steps one man and stumbles down to the 27-26 of Fort Loramie. Third down, 6 yards to go for the Wildcats, who lead 6-0, 2:46 to go here in the first half. Mark Seger of Fort Loramie responsible for the last tackle. He has been all over the field offensively and defensively here tonight. These two teams do feature as many as 6 or 7 young men who go both ways. Two wide receivers to the right for Niemeyer. Wildcats need 6 on third down. Fake to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer keeps. He tries to bulldoze between left tackle and guard, and Fort Loramie resists and puts a helmet right into the tummy of Niemeyer at about the line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line. There is no gain. Fourth down, every bit of 6 to go for Minster for a first down, and no doubt the Wildcats will go for it. A minute 54 to go here in the first half of play. Minster 6, Fort Loramie nothing. Two receivers split wide right for Niemeyer. Be on the lookout for a bubble screen. The Wildcats use that effectively, just like Fort Loramie. Here's Niemeyer back to throw. Looks middle of the field. No one there. Has a man far hash mark. Yes, it's caught. Retkerman at the 13. He breaks the tackle, lurches to the 8. And on fourth down, Minster converts. Goal-to-go situation, 8-yard line of Fort Loramie. The key there, the offensive line of Minster, which gave the quarterback Niemeyer plenty of time to survey the field. Minute 18 to go, first half. Handoff on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer cuts it back at the 8 and surges to about the 6, maybe the 5. Goal to go, Minster. A minute 7 to go, first half. Boy, a 2-touchdown lead here for Minster at the break would be significant. Fort Loramie trying to keep it a 1-score difference with a defensive stand. 52 seconds to go. First half, snap back to Niemeyer. Gives it on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer snowed under at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle. Max Hoyne submarine the play for Fort Loramie. And Minster needs a timeout. Third and goal at the 5 of Fort Loramie. 44 ticks to go. Second quarter. 6-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The Minster Wildcats offense is at the 5 of Fort Loramie, third and goal, 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Minster on top, 6-0. The quarterback, Niemeyer, back at the 11, gets the snap. It's a quarterback draw. Niemeyer sidesteps one man. He gets inside the 4, the 3, that's it. Goal to go, Minster, fourth down, middle of the field. Would Minster elect to kick for 3? Falk missed the extra point. That's what it would be for 3 points, an extra point try. Ball placed at the 3, smack dab between the hash marks. Minster considering it long here And the Wildcats offense slowly comes over to the side of the field. I think the Wildcats will take another timeout. Clock winding down, 5-4. And that probably means that Minster will... And no, it doesn't probably mean Minster will kick the field goal. What it does mean is Minster will snap the ball with a second remaining in the first half. And unless there is a penalty, it'll be the final play of the first two quarters of this game. Interesting choice there by head coach Garen Stokes as he worked the clock all the way down to a second. Goal to go, 3-yard line of Fort Loramie. Minster leads it by a score of 6-0. Very late second quarter, Sydney 15, St. Mary's 11. Fort Recovery leads Layman Catholic 15-0 late in the second quarter. Last we heard, Anna was drubbing Middletown Fenwick by 3 touchdowns late in the second period. Well, certainly the timeout and the lengthy huddle up here by Minster on this side means that the Wildcats are not settling for a field goal. You can bet it's going to be a play from scrimmage. It may be a fade pattern, a short slant, a pick play in the flat. Who knows? Schmidtmeyer, the tailback alongside Niemeyer, and we've got a timeout called by Fort Loramie. And it is a test of wills right now. The two head coaches match strategy. Minster came to the line of scrimmage, called a timeout. Fort Loramie uses a timeout as Minster approached the line of scrimmage to run the offensive play. And the two teams will huddle up once more. I'd like to let you know that here at the half of this game, we'll talk to Mike Wiss, pre-recorded interview. Mike, the 23-year head baseball coach at Fort Loramie. Longtime assistant girls basketball coach for Nan Steckschulte, head coach of the girls program the last 3 years, and two of those, the last two, resulting in back-to-back state championships. And Mike's also won 3 state titles in baseball as the head coach, and he coached football in the past for nearly a couple of decades. 24th year in baseball coming up next season for Mike. And we'll talk to him about the outstanding baseball campaign this past spring in which Minster advanced all the way to the state semis and, of course, the repeat in girls basketball. Minster, line of scrimmage. Goal to go. Fourth down. Second left. First half. 3-yard line. It's a double handoff in the offensive backfield and then a trick play. And the quarterback, Niemeyer, 3 yards deep in the end zone, catches the football unmolested from Retkerman. And that was beautifully executed. Wow. Picture perfect. You could see it developing. Niemeyer in the offensive backfield gave it to Schmidtmeyer. He didn't run the end sweep. He flipped it to Retkerman, who came back in motion. And from around the 10 or 11-yard line, Retkerman looped it to Niemeyer. He was uncovered a yard or two deep in the end zone, about 4 or 5 yards inbounds beyond the pylon in the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats, who try to kick the PAT again. This time, Falk's boot looks good, and it is. Last play, second quarter, Minster scores. And that could be a backbreaker. We'll see how the third quarter develops. Fort Loramie now in a 2-touchdown hole. Minster 13, Fort Loramie nothing here at intermission. In just a moment, we are going to hear from our halftime sponsor, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. It's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. And in addition, Wilson Health Sports Medicine provides services to the City of Sydney Police and Fire Departments, as well as the Sydney Shelby County YMCA. Lengthy message coming up from Wilson. It's halftime at Minster opening night on scoresbroadcast.com. Our 13th season of high school football. January marks our 14th calendar year here on Scores Broadcast. After two quarters, Minster 13, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer back here at Minster, my sidekick engineering, Mike Wick, filling the shoes of Chuck McBee here tonight. Chuck had knee replacement surgery at the end of July. He is out for a short while here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, if you're listening in, we wish you the very best. You will be back in the saddle here soon. Fine game here tonight. Excellent evening for high school football. Weather has responded beautifully. Slight overcast, temperatures dropping down into the 70s, a small wind out of the northeast. Playing surface here at Minster opening week, as you would expect, is thick, green, it's plush. And Minster has scored twice, forcing a couple of Fort Loramie turnovers on the Redskins' last two offensive possessions. Minster's two touchdowns, the second one coming with a second to go in the first half. A double handoff and then a forward pass from the offensive backfield. It wound up going from Redkerman back to the quarterback, Niemeyer. It covered 3 yards with a second to go in the first half. Falk added the extra point. Falk, by the way, received a touchdown pass, a wide open 25-yarder with 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Niemeyer to Falk, extra point wide left. Thus, Minster has recorded a touchdown without converting the point after, and then the touchdown right before intermission with Falk tacking on the PAT, and thus we have a 13-0 halftime score. Mike Wiss from Minster, the outstanding girls basketball coach and longtime head baseball coach, is our guest coming up in just a moment. First, we'd like to tell you about one of our fine Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And that includes Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Always customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest, even around the country, to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's.
GAIERS Inc.com. How about a word from Brookins, Mike Wick? Brookins in Fort Loramie, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. It's been online with us now for a couple years. You'll love that pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S, scores, scores, scores. One more time. S-C-O-R-E-S, scores, scores, scores.
Here at Minster, the Wildcats lead the Redskins of Fort Loramie 13-0. We're a few minutes into our halftime break. The Minster Wildcats girls basketball team is coming off two state championships in girls hoops. The last two marches, Minster took the title in Division IV. Minster defeated Cornerstone Christian in the state semis in March, and for the second straight year, knocked off Ottoville in the state championship game. And it was a complete Minster team. Ivy Wolf, Mara Schmiesing, Avery Wolf, Jenna Hecker, Danielle Barhorst, Janae Hoing, Carly Richard, Kate Larger, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, Courtney Pringer, Damaris Wolf, Lauren Mox, Bryn Oldiges, Dana Pringer. That comprised the state tournament roster for the Minster Wildcats, coached by Mike Wiss. Mike, 3 years as head coach of the girls program, two state championships. And he talked about that 2018-19 campaign for Minster, which wound up taking the state title. And he said, yep, we had a fine starting five, but we could not have done it without support off the bench. The substitutes were outstanding, said Coach Wiss.
You say the bench. The bench really started to play huge roles for us once we get in the tournament.
Yeah.
And you know, people start, they scout you more. They're taking away what you want to do. And in comes, example, Carly Richard in off the bench against certain teams in the district and the regional, and just outstanding performances. And I say outstanding performance, and sometimes I'm just meaning 4 points.
Sure.
But that's 4 points at crucial situations that really is a momentum swing. And I know I singled out her, but the district going back through our league again with Fort Recovery and New Bremen, going down to Vandalia and having to play Fort Loramie and Tri-Village for the second year in a row each. Both of them are going to be outstanding this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Along with Legacy Christian?
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, making your way to Columbus and playing the semifinal, I don't really think we did a darn thing wrong in that game.
Right.
That
right.
was just a work of art by those girls.
A clinic.
It was. Virtual clinic. And then to match up against Ottoville for the second straight year in the final, we tried to take away what other people's strengths are, and we were pretty successful at that in the final. So to do it 2 years in a row, in my third year as a head basketball coach, you know, honest to God, they say you're as good as your seniors. We had a really good class of seniors last year. We have a really good coaching staff with Shelly and Nan and Darren and Duff. You know, Nan's been here a lot longer than I have, and I learned something from her every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So We're very fortunate there.
Mike Wiss, head girls basketball coach at Minster, baseball coach at Minster. The schedule, I think, worked out beautifully for you in both sports, mm-hmm. girls basketball, baseball. They were top heavy the second half of both schedules. The strength of your schedules in girls basketball and baseball came late and really got you tournament ready.
Yeah, if you can, if it all lines up right, like you said, I 100% agree that there's got to be a little head of steam going mm-hmm. at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've told kids now for the longest time, let's just get ourselves mentally and physically prepared for what's coming at us. Because when May comes in baseball, or when February comes in basketball, that's when you got to be at your best.
Right.
And we've done that pretty well here of late. And you know, the kids have bought in. You know, Garen's got a great program.
Sure.
Jesse's got two great programs. You know, I'm fortunate to work with those good people, too. And the kids listen to them. They listen to Garen. They listen to Jesse. They listen to me. You know, it's a good working relationship.
That baseball year, it was a season in which you maybe performed in three different segments. Some adversity early on.
Yep.
4-5 in the league, believe it or not. Crazy. And then poured it on over the last 20 games and got red hot toward the tail end of the season.
Yeah. The loss of a teammate got us early.
Yes.
Fighting through that, learning about ourselves and our team through adversity.
Sure.
Middle of the year, we started playing the MAC teams, and you know, we just still trying to figure it out. But you know, we had a nice team. We also had some suspensions mm-hmm. early in the year for violations of the code of conduct, and I knew we weren't going to have our whole group together in the spring till we were 18 to 20 games in.
Right.
And a lot of that was mental. Some of it, obviously, we were missing a couple kids. But when the end of the year came, we honestly had, I think, 11 games in a row that were quality, what we can term quality starts.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
mm-hmm.
5 1/3, 5 2/3. Yeah, just really well-pitched games. The kids came together. The schedule started. And I'm a big believer for our baseball schedule specifically. Once we can string together the D3, D2, D1 teams that we play,
right,
we have to play really well to beat them.
Oh, yeah.
But when we put ourselves against a D4 opponent, a lot of those D4 opponents have to play really well to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our schedule helped us. But we really started to feel good about ourselves. And, you know, it also, we played 4 straight tournament games at Coldwater.
Right.
We played 2 district games against New Bremen and St. Henry.
Oh, yeah.
We played the 2 tournament games in the regionals, got moved from Springfield to Coldwater, and got ourselves to a new venue in Akron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that day, you know, we just ran into a buzzsaw.
Oh, that was a dynamite left-hander. If you got a better draw,
right,
and didn't meet that club till the state final, that lefty would have been spent and wouldn't have been throwing.
He threw the ball really well. And you know what? I kept telling the kids, we're matching him pitch for pitch.
Sure.
And like we just discussed when we were talking about some other baseball teams, that was a single sack bunt.
Sack fly. Yeah.
You know, so it happens that quick in baseball. Like when you have a well-pitched game, lasted just a little bit, 1 hour and 20 minutes, you know, state semifinal. And
that's right.
You're going home right away. But yeah. Just so proud of our kids that we got back to that spot. And like a young man said after we won in 2011, he said, why can't we do this again next year? Because we return all our pitching.
Indeed.
We returned quite a bit of pitching. Yes, we're going to lose Jack Heitbrink and Noah Enneking off the mound. We got some nice arms. And they like the game. They like to work at it. They enjoy it. So we'll see where it takes you.
And in girls basketball, you'll be guard strong for sure. A lot of leadership. A lot of leadership right there.
We'll return both of our guards. And now, for the first time in the last couple of years, those two guards are going to get to play with their classmates again.
Uh-huh.
Those two guards obviously both came up 2 years ago for the tournament run as freshmen. Then they repeated it as sophomores. Basically, last year playing with a lot of the same kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of Hoying and Wolf.
Yep. And this will be different for Janae and Ivy to have their actual classmates back on the floor with them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously very successful when they were in junior high and younger grades. But this is going to be a little bit of a different group. But anyway, we look forward to the challenge.
School starts next week, and it should be a fine start to the school year. Athletics going strong already here at Minster.
I think so. You know, I think the September, the late start with the construction, but, you know, volleyball and football already have a game in cross country. We'll be good again. I look forward to it. There's a lot of energy in the hallways.
Well, a lot of energy on the field for Minster football here tonight. Head coach Mike Wiss, who runs the baseball and girls basketball program, conversed with us earlier in the week. You just heard that recorded interview. Mike said the school year begins this week at Minster. Football tonight has Minster on top, but two scores over Fort Loramie. A good first half turned in by the Wildcats, who use a trick play, a double handoff and a forward pass to close out the first half on a touchdown aerial from the 3-yard line with a second to go in the second quarter of this game. Minster leads it 13-0 over Fort Loramie at our halftime break. Many thanks to our fine anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie volleyball under 14-year head coach John Rogers, off to a good pace here in 2019, 4-1 entering this past week. Wins 3-0 over Rushi and 3-0 over Houston. A date with Versailles tomorrow for the Fort Loramie volleyball team. It's paced by four seniors, Marissa Myring, Macy Imwally, Taylor Ratterman, and Alyssa Rassman. I talked a few days ago with head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie, and he says the response to volleyball at the Redskins school is always great. This year, no exception. Nearly three dozen young ladies in grades 9 through 12 in the volleyball program at Fort Loramie High School.
In grades 9 through 12, we have 35 girls on our roster, and it's fun. They're a great group of kids, and they're working hard, and we have a full freshman team and a full freshman schedule, and it's really nice when you can do that and you can get those young kids matches because it prepares them for what's coming down the road.
Mm-hmm. And only four seniors on the varsity roster, yet very good seniors and a wealth of talent in grades below them.
Yeah, the four seniors, beyond being, you know, very good volleyball players, very good kids across the board, mm-hmm. but what we are working the most hard on with them is being very good leaders.
Sure.
And they understand that it's a process. Leadership just doesn't happen overnight. They understand it's a process, and they have bought in. And you know, Marissa and Macy and Taylor and Alyssa are just doing a fantastic job because they're going to have to lead these youngsters through some tough, tough times in order to get where they want to go.
Mm-hmm. What's the process like rejuvenating the program from last year's season, which wasn't as good as you would have liked? You improved, progressed over the course of the season, opportunity to step forward leaps and bounds here in 2019.
Sure. I think with seasons that, you know, and I wouldn't call our season last year, you know, down by any means.
Right,
we
right.
still got to where we wanted to be. We still put ourselves in a position to potentially move into the Final Four.
Sure.
Just didn't happen. But at the same time, you gotta look back at what you need to do in small increments.
There you go.
There's not one shining thing that needs to be addressed. It's, hey, we've got to get better a little bit here, and that's kind of what the girls have seen. That, you know, they've watched the films, they understand that these tiny little things are very critically important in big matches.
Busy week for you this week. We'll highlight scores at the half of the football game tonight. But 4-1 start, played exceedingly well at the Coldwater tournament. You're happy after five matches?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, we defeated Versailles, lost a tough one to St. Henry, but you know, great program over there. You know, and it's kind of, you know, one of the programs we look at and go, okay, there's where we got to be. You know, we have to be at that level if we're going to get where we want to go this season. And then, you know, I think probably the most proud of I am of my team right now is bouncing back from a tough St. Henry loss in less than an hour. You got to take the court against Coldwater. And they took the court, and they played well, and they beat Coldwater. So that's probably my, right now, as far as the season goes, my happiest moment with those girls right there. And then we came out, and we played well against Minster, and then against Fairlawn, who is a much improved team.
John Rogers, head coach, volleyball, Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half of Minster-Fort Loramie football. You talked about what's made you proud already so far this season. How about during the course of your coaching tenure? Highlights, obviously, the state championship that we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, and no doubt the improvement you've seen in individual players from their freshman years to senior. I'm sure that's rewarding to you, too.
Too many memories to recall on short notice, but I can throw a couple at you.
Yeah.
First district title.
There you go.
You know, my second year here, the girls bought in. They were going to win. They were going to do this. And I think that was a big one, just that first district title. And then I think another big one that a lot of people don't realize is having some of my former players coming back and coaching for me and with me.
Wow.
That always is a special moment, you know, when your players want to get in there and really want to, you know, they love the game and they want to be part of it and they want to come back here and coach. And so that's certainly a big one. State championship goes without saying. You know, that group of girls will always have a special place in my heart, because as any coach that's ever accomplished that, and by the way, there's a lot of them out here in this part of Ohio that have been state champs. At one point in the season, your team takes over and the coaching slows down.
Right.
And the team takes over and the girls get it done. And that's something I learned in that season that's helped me move forward from there.
The Shelby County League Midwest Athletic Conference, strong in volleyball once again here in 2019, as in years past.
It doesn't drop off.
No.
Everybody says, well, they look and they go, oh, well, they're going to be down because they lost so-and-so and so-and-so. It doesn't work that way out here in this part of Ohio. They just reload.
Yep.
Just younger players step in. The expectations are there. They know what needs to be done. The coaching is excellent. I'm afraid to even try to count the number of wins these coaches out here have, because, you know, there's you know, Metz comes to mind, but Snipes just retired. And then, you know, Amy Steininger at Marion Local, who's not there anymore. But come on, just look at what's out here. It's ridiculous.
John Rogers, volleyball coach at Fort Loramie. His team won twice this week to up its 4-1 record starting the week to 6-1, beating Rushi and Houston. And has a date with Versailles tomorrow, does Fort Loramie. Certainly a measure of the respect and the quality of coaching turned in by head coach John Rogers. The number of former players who've come back to coach this year, at least three. Claire Ruenkamp Albers is an assistant, eighth grade. Kelly Turner, freshman. Brooke Ruenkamp in the last seven or eight previous years. Brooke Turner, Renee Meyer, there have been others. That certainly signifies excellence in volleyball at Fort Loramie when that many young ladies come back to assist head coach John Rogers. We're about a minute away from the start of our second half. Minster, Fort Loramie, Wildcats lead at 13-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're are more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com. The second half begins as the game started. A kickoff out of bounds. And Fort Loramie opens up play to start the third quarter from its own 35-yard line. Colin Moore, a keeper on the initial play from scrimmage to start the second half. He did not feed it to Brandewey. He hung on and picked up a yard from the 35 to the 36. Opening 25 seconds, second half of this game. Minster, thanks to a trick play, a double handoff pass from 3 yards outside the end zone with a second to go in the second quarter, owns a 13-0 lead. But here's Fort Loramie striking long down the middle of the field. It's Mesher on the dead run, catching it at the 50. Nobody's going to get him. 30, 20, 10, touchdown Fort Loramie. Colin Moore to Damon Mesher, and that's a quick play strike. It covers 64 yards, and that's the way to answer Minster's late second quarter score. A huge play by Fort Loramie as a touchdown launches action here in the second half, and it's 13-6. Redskins try to creep within 6 points with the PAT. Fort Loramie having a little difficulty getting its kick team on. Extra point try coming here. It's a good snap from center. The ball is placed. It's a line drive kick, not very artistic, but it is between the uprights. It's good. Redskins in the first 42 seconds of the third quarter get a touchdown, a 64-yard bomb. Colin Moore to the streaking Damon Mesher. PAT after is on target. 13-7 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The kickoff return by Minster is good for about 13 yards from the 16 to the 29. Minster starts short of its own 30. First minute, third quarter. Colin Moore tacked on the extra point following the Fort Loramie touchdown. A bomb. Colin Moore pitched a perfect strike up top. Laid it into the hands of Damon Mesher. He caught it in stride beyond the Minster 40, and nobody could catch him. It was a track meet, and Mesher pulled away. 64-yarder. Moore to Mesher. Opening minute, second half. Then the extra point try by Colin Moore, the QB, was converted, and Minster is throttled, no gain, on first and 10 from the Minster 29. Yep, you sense a momentum shift. There have been a few in this game. A couple of second-quarter takeaways by Minster, slowing down Fort Loramie's offensive drives. And then, of course, the huge trick play, the gadget, at the end of the second period with a second to go by Minster to go up with two touchdowns. Here is the fake by Niemeyer to Falk. Then he gives it to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer plowing outside right tackle. And he digs hard to the 34. He produced five. Max Hoing toppled him down. Third and five, Minster, 34-yard line. Fort Loramie stands to get pretty good field position after a punt if the Redskins can stop Minster on this play. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. We've got a ball game now. 13-7, Minster's two-score halftime lead. Chopped to 6 points. Retkerman split left with Falk. Looking over the middle, Niemeyer. He flips a bullet to the 42. Yes, it's caught. And the run after catch for five or six more. First and 10, Minster, 47-yard line of the Wildcats. Well, Minster has been pretty good with pass plays on late downs so far in this game. That was well executed. Retkerman just set up in a soft spot just beyond the linebackers in front of the safety. Here's a flat pass, a key block, but Fort Loramie fights through the block after the reception. Tackle made, maybe a minus one. Nate Meyer with outstanding pursuit. What a play by him. Brendan Bornhorst. I may have referred to him as Brendan Barhorst once earlier in this game. Brendan Bornhorst on the receiving end. He's an often used receiver by Minster quarterback Jacob Niemeyer. That play resulted officially in no gain, second and 10. Flat pass up an opposite side of the field. And here's a reception at the 47. Bornhorst on the near side, scampering to the 50. He is cut down at the 46 of Fort Loramie, but it goes for eight. Well, if it doesn't work to the left, come right back to it to the right. Niemeyer to Bornhorst, third and two, Minster, Fort Loramie, 45. 3.5 gone here in the third quarter, 13-7 in favor of Minster. Here's a great fake by Niemeyer. He keeps it. Roaming around left end, he's got the first down. 40, 37, 35 of Fort Loramie before tripped up on the play. Tackle by Fort Loramie, Nate Meyer again. Minster driving, trying to answer Fort Loramie's long touchdown aerial. 35-yard line of Fort Loramie, first and 10, Minster. Quarterback Jacob Niemeyer, fake to Schmidtmeyer. Little bubble screen to the right. One man is missed. Good wrapped up tackle on the play by Fort Loramie. Has Max Hoing with a clinic-like stop, or that play might have gone for 10 or 15. As a result, it's just a plus three. Second down and seven, Minster at the 32 of Fort Loramie. Schmidtmeyer is faked to Jacob Niemeyer, keeps. He legs out a good run for the quarterback. 30, 25, down he goes, 24 of Fort Loramie. First and 10 Wildcats. And Minster is chewing up yards in big chunks on this drive, trying to assert itself after the quick Fort Loramie score to start the second half. Here's the handoff on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer is pulled down, dragged to the turf at the 23 of Fort Loramie. He might have wedged out a yard and a half. 7:15 to go here in the third quarter. Minster 13, Fort Loramie 7. Second and closer to 9 than 8 to go for a first down for Minster. 23-yard line of Fort Loramie Redskins with a young man in the secondary shaken up. Officials time out taken. 7:02 left, third quarter. Minster 13, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And as we return to action on second and nine for Minster from the Fort Loramie 24-yard line, Jacob Niemeyer nearly throws a pick down at the five-yard line. Three or four times in this game here tonight, Fort Loramie has had double, triple, even four defenders around a receiver. Just the one pick on Minster's first drive to show for it by Fort Loramie. Almost an interception there. Down at the three-yard line, incomplete, third and nine, Minster, 24 of Fort Loramie, 6:41 to go in the third, 13-7 Minster. Snap back to Jacob Niemeyer, fake to Schmidtmeyer, flat pass, Bornhorst makes a man miss, stays on his feet, and he is hit with a stiff tackle at the 21, a net of only three. Enormous play coming up. Let's see what head coach Garen Stokes has in his hip pocket here on fourth and six for Minster at the Fort Loramie 21-yard line. Six-point difference in this game. Just over six to play in the third. Quickly, Minster to the line of scrimmage. Oh, we've got trips to the right for the quarterback, Jacob Niemeyer. Falk is out there with Bornhorst and Retkerman. Snap back to Niemeyer, rolling right, looking, slant pattern, back over the middle, a leaping catch at the 11-yard line. Retkerman, the money man, outstanding 6'3" wide receiver. Niemeyer rolled right and oddly threw back against the grain. Retkerman was angling across field away from Niemeyer, tough pass to complete, he got it done. Line of scrimmage, the 11. First and 10, Minster. Here is the handoff on the play, Schmidtmeyer, and he gallops to the 7-6. Surges all the way inside the 5. Boy, has Minster been effective. A fourth down play at the end of the first half to score. A fourth down conversion right there to get a first down and continue the drive. Minster in late downs in this game has been superb. Goal to go situation, 4-yard line of Fort Loramie. Minster tries to expand on the lead, and Minster uncertain about the play call. No, Fort Loramie steps in to get a timeout on the defensive side. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Minster driving up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
A handoff on the play by Niemeyer to Schmidtmeyer, and a huge cavity opens up between left guard and tackle, and it's a touchdown. Schmidtmeyer romps in from 3.5 yards away, And Minster, after the Fort Loramie timeout, comes up with good execution along the line of scrimmage in terms of blocking Fort Loramie off the ball. And it's a 19-7 count. Minster in the lead by 12. Falk on to kick the extra point. He missed the first one tonight, converted on number two. And he'll try to push the lead out to 13 points. Snap back, kick by Falk. Low line drive boot. It wasn't stylish, but it's above the crossbar. A liner. It's good. 5:02 left, third quarter. It is 20-7, Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, these two offenses here in the second half of this game have responded. Fort Loramie with a 64-yard touchdown pass. Second play, second half, after Minster scored on a 3-yard fourth down touchdown pass with a second to go in the first half. But after the long bomb from Colin Moore to Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie, Minster proceeds to go about 75 yards, chewing 5 minutes off the clock, actually closer to 6 minutes off the clock, to go back on top by two scores, 20-7. And just as we say that, the Fort Loramie Redskins get a splendid kickoff return from the 19-yard line out over the 40 to the 41. I think it was Max Hoying on the return. And it was a beauty as he struggled his way back across the 30, fought off would-be tacklers, got to the 41. Great field position for Fort Loramie, which attempts to answer Minster. Minster up by 13, 20-7. 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. Snap back to Colin Moore. It's a keeper all the way. Colin tries to turn the corner, sidesteps one man. Whoop, here comes a late flag, another one. That's a clip or a hold on Fort Loramie. The play generated four. But Minster will accept the walk-off. Yep, Fort Loramie can ill afford king-size penalties of that nature trying to come from behind. Head coach Spencer Wells' team, for the second time in this game, is behind by two touchdowns. New line of scrimmage, the 31. Penalty stepped off from the 41 to the 31. First and 20, Fort Loramie from the 31-yard line. Colin Moore fakes the inside handoff. It's a bubble screen, middle of the field. Juggling catch at the 35. Tackle missed. Uh-oh, here's another tackle missed. Racing down the field, Nick Brandewee. He's darting inside the 40, 35, 30. Finally caught at the 26 or 7 of Minster. Woo, what a play. Little bubble screen, nice call. Little juggling action on the reception by Brandewee. But once he hauled it in, he had a quartet of blockers out in front. He used them neatly. Here's Moore with a toss sweep to Brandewee in the offensive backfield. And he puts his head down and ramrods for two. Previous line of scrimmage was right at the 30. Now it's the 28, second down and eight. Up the Redskins facing a first and 20. Came up with a nice play. A huge one all the way over to the 30-yard line as it went for nearly 40 yards, 39 in fact. 3:37 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie trying to respond, trailing Minster by 13 for the second time in this game, 20-7. Snap to Colin Moore, fakes the pitch out. Colin looks, middle of the field, intercepted as a defender jumped in front of Sager. We've got a penalty marker. What's it all about? It's in the Minster secondary, I don't know. And it's ruled against Fort Loramie. Minster takes over. as Colin Moore had a man out front. He threw it astride behind Sager, and that's the reason the interception was made. And Mark Sager is down, and he can't get up. He hopped up once, went back to the turf. That is one of the several members of this Fort Loramie team whom you would describe as the heart and soul, offensively and defensively. Maybe just a cramp as his right leg is being stretched out. Hopefully that's what it is. Sager was available down around the 14-yard line. Ball just a shade underthrown. Minster on the intercept. I didn't catch the name of the defensive back or the numeral, but it was a nice play. And that is turnover number three by Fort Loramie in this game. And that one thwarts what could very well have been a touchdown drive. It might have whittled the score to 20-14. But Minster takes over. Boy, its defense has made big plays with three takeaways. The offense on fourth down has been superb. Sager up and running off after the cramp. And Minster's got the football at its own 19, 3:20 left here in the third quarter. It's 20-7 Minster. And coming up now could very well be the offensive drive of this game. If Minster punches in six here at the end of this drive, Fort Loramie will be hurting for certain. Down to 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Jacob Niemeyer with Alex Schmidtmeyer alongside. And it's the workhorse, Schmidtmeyer cutting it back. He's got a lane, 25-30. Look at Schmidtmeyer go. He's caught by the heels at the 34. Schmidtmeyer with a good run. Fort Loramie player down again back at the 16-yard line. And the Wildcats will have it first and 10 out in the vicinity of the 35. We're going to take a break. Shaken up player. 3:14 to go in the third. Minster rolling now. Three takeaways for the Wildcats tonight, who lead 20-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. And take advantage of five-star white glove delivery at Goffney. And visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Goffney Furniture. Go Goffney. Well, Minster carves out a yard on first and 10 from the Minster 34. It's at the 35, 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Snap to Niemeyer, fake to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer tucks it away, keeps. He slips a tackle, then he's tripped over the 35 to the 38. Third down, 6 to go for Minster. Wildcats can get a first down over at the Fort Loramie, or I should say up at the Minster 43 or 44. Two receivers flanked to the left. Possession down here. Here is Jacob Niemeyer keeping after the fake to Schmidtmeyer. That was a rather conservative play. Niemeyer hung on to the pigskin. He rolled around left tackle. He was hit shoulder high. Good stop on the play by Fort Loramie. As coming up to make the stop was Sam Barhorst. Fourth down, Minster. 40 of Minster. Fourth and 4. Minute 36 to go, third quarter, 20-7 Minster. which punts it away to Damon Mesher. Damon's got a 64-yard touchdown reception in this game from Colin Moore. Good pressure by Fort Loramie. Mesher with all kinds of room. Makes a man miss at the 30, 35, 38. Down he goes. Pretty good secondary coverage by Minster on Damon Mesher. Well, the Redskins start this offensive series at the 39, and Fort Loramie needs 6 points at the end of this possession to switch the burden of pressure on Minster and its offense. Right now, Fort Loramie has 61 yards to negotiate. Redskins have moved the ball here in the second half. Had a 39-yard bubble screen to Brandewee, a 64-yard touchdown pass. Down the middle of the field to Damon Mesher. Here's Colin Moore in first and 10. The junior quarterback keeps, rumbles around the left side. Oh, there's a penalty at the point of attack against Fort Loramie. The play goes for plus 3, but Minster's going to take a sizable step off against the Redskins, who are questioning the call. Minute 7 to go, third quarter. Up the last time, Fort Loramie was penalized 10 yards on first down. The Redskins produced a 39-yard play. Let's see what happens here. Redskins in a hole, down by 13, facing a first and 20 at their own 30. Fort Loramie's moved the ball fairly well in this game. Minster has registered 3 takeaways. Here's Colin Moore throwing into the right flat. Wobbly pass, caught. Mesher, 32, sidesteps a tackler, stays on his feet, and zips across the 35 to the 38. It will be second down and about 12 to go for a first down. 47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A.J. Heitkamp made the last tackle for Minster, or Mesher might have run for 7 or 8 more yards. Here come two receivers near side. One is Barhorst, one Ruinkamp, the other Sager for Fort Loramie. Here's Colin Moore pumping all kinds of time. Throws it down and out near side of the field. It's through the hands of the receiver of the 38. Right in front of the Minster bench, it was dropped by Barhorst. Bornhorst defending Barhorst. He really wasn't close enough, though, to have any impact on that play. The ball simply went right through the hands of the receiver. So it is third down for the Redskins, 11 to go for a first down, 17 ticks on the clock. End of the third quarter here at Minster. Wildcats 20, Fort Loramie 7. Redskins have got to pass it. Colin Moore, short drop. Open receiver, middle of the field, thrown way too high, intercepted, 35-yard line. 4 turnovers by Fort Loramie. And when you take a look at the box score tomorrow morning, that's going to be the stat that will jump out. 4 takeaways by Minster. And I tell you what, the first 3, Minster really did take away with tough hits that pried the ball loose. Not that one. That ball was simply just pitched way too far by Colin Moore, and it was Heitkamp with the easy interception back at the 34-yard line. 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Niemeyer, the quarterback, gives to Schmidtmeier, picks his way, gets a block. Look at him go. Another block. Schmidtmeier off to the races. 40, 45, 50. Scoots to the Fort Loramie 47-yard line. Schmidtmeier, extremely patient in that offensive backfield. He does a nifty job using that offensive front. Fremmel, Frericks, Reithman, Frick, Sharp. They're doing the job for Schmidtmeier. Third quarter ends. 12 minutes left in this game. Minster up 13 over Fort Loramie on scores broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
We start the fourth quarter here on ScorersBroadcast.com. A quarterback sack by Fort Loramie, which wraps up Jacob Niemeyer, back at the 46 of Minster. Previous line of scrimmage was the 47 of Fort Loramie. 7-yard drop behind the line. There was holding on Minster, declined by the Redskins. And they go to Schmidtmeyer again. He slants back against the grain, trambles across the 50. He has his jersey tugged on at the 47. Down he goes at the 46. Third down and 9 for Minster. 46-yard line of Fort Loramie. Opening minute, fourth quarter. Redskins need a stop, a punt, a good return, and a touchdown march to make this interesting. Minster's offense on third and fourth down has been very good in this game tonight, executing nicely on late downs, especially a first-season opener. Here's another one thrown, a slight misfire at the 37. The tight end Riplow could not reel it in off his fingertips, and Minster must punt. 10:53 left in the fourth. Damon Mesher journeys back inside his 10 to take the punt here. The ball will be boomed by Redkerman. He strides back to the 40. That's where he'll take the long snap from center. Low hike to him. He snares it, gets it away. Lofty. Mesher with return room at the 10. Up over the 20. Cut down at the 21. Okay, Minster has done a really good job filling its lanes on punt coverage against Mesher. Yes, he's generated 10 yards a few times on bringbacks of punts in this game, but has not been able to reel off a huge chunk. Minster very disciplined in its punt coverage effort tonight. 10:44 to go, fourth quarter, 20-7 Minster. Fort Loramie football at the Redskins 20. Fort Loramie not in position to need to get a touchdown back in just a few plays. Colin Moore fakes inside handoff, rolls left, throws up the left side, had a hot receiver open, but pitched it too high. Barhorst, the intended man, it's no good at the 36. Six second and 10 Redskins. Fort Loramie cannot afford a three and out here. Line of scrimmage, the 31 in Fort Loramie's end. Minster leads it 20-7. Fort Loramie sends a couple receivers wide left. Here's the snap to Moore. It's a screen, left flat, and Minster busts it up pretty well. And the receiver for Fort Loramie, Brandewee, is jolted hard at the 24. A.J. Heitkamp has performed splendidly here tonight for Minster. Another tough hit applied by him. Bubble screen produces only three for Fort Loramie to the 24-yard line. Third down. 7 yards to go for the Redskins. 10 minutes to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie needs a first down here desperately. Two receivers flanked wide left for quarterback Colin Moore. Fakes the inside handoff. Deep drop. Looks middle of the field. Sliding is Sager. Does he hang on? Oh, a spectacular catch by Sager at the 49-yard line. As he went rolling across the turf. Boy, that was an NFL-like throw by Moore right on the money, and a pro-like catch by Sager. That was splendid at midfield. First and 10 Redskins, just shy of the 50. Bubble screen left flat. Brandewee catches, uses a block. He's got 10, he's got 12 to the 41 of Minster. Fort Loramie showing it's not dead yet. Shaken up player, 9:31 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie down 20-7 to Minster, which utilizes a timeout. We're going to keep it right here and talk about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, scoresbroadcast.com. Easy for me to say. Including Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Boy, you'll love the selection at Geyer's. People come from all over, not only the Midwest, but the entire country. They buy online from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and outstanding customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. First and 10 for the Minster 41, and Colin Moore keeps around left end. It's a sweep by the QB of Fort Loramie, and he manufactures 4 yards on the play, second down and six. 48-14. We understand Anna is drubbing Middletown Fenwick. Minster throttles that running play for a loss of one. Nate Meyer tried to skip between left tackle and guard. Minster diagnosed it. Third and seven Redskins at the 38.5 of Minster. It's getting late for Fort Loramie. 8:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-7, Wildcats up 13. Fort Loramie's got to get points at the end of this drive. Three receivers to the right. Quarterback Colin Moore takes the snap. Might have had motion on Fort Loramie. Yep, there it is. A pre-snap foul on the Redskins. So it's going to be third down and closer to 11 or 12 now. Clock running, 7:47, 7:46. Not sure why the clock was running as the chain was being moved. Fort Loramie does get a timeout. Well, we played 4 minutes, 15 seconds of the fourth, 7:45 to go. Minster up 13. Fort Loramie needs 12 yards for a first down. Third down coming up for the Minster 43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins on 3rd and 12 from the Minster 43 aired it out down the left side. It was a jump ball at the 10. Really no chance for a reception unless the Redskins would have made a great catch on the rebound. Minster had two men there in the secondary, slapping that ball away from Ruenkamp, and Fort Loramie now will go for it on 4th and 12 from the Minster 43, trailing 20-7 with 7:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Perhaps the ball game right here. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, and then a Fort Loramie timeout. A little indecisiveness. 13-point lead Minster, under 8 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fort Loramie Redskins go for it on 4th and 12 from the Minster 43. Colin Moore with a deep drop running all over the place in the offensive backfield. Unloads a bomb down the middle for Mark Sager. And a couple of Minster defenders leap in front of him. Don't try to make the interception. They wisely just pound the ball into the turf. It's incomplete. And Minster gets the football out at its own 43, leading by 13 with 7:31 to go in the fourth. That could have very easily have been takeaway number five right there by Minster. But the heads-up play was to force the incompletion, knock the ball down. That's what Minster did. It's been a heads-up game by Minster. That's why the Wildcats have prevailed so far. And we've got a penalty coming up before the snap. Delay of game offense, 7:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. The more penalized team in this game by far has been Fort Loramie, and that is a rare penalty on Minster here in this contest. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Carl Arnes, creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. He's the owner at Brookins, and he's done an outstanding job in the past couple years. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy a new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food. Even late at night, you'll enjoy Brookins. Great atmosphere and even better cooking at Brookins. Here is Minster with a first and 15 after the five-yard walk-off. And Niemeyer faked to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer was then bulldozed to the ground back at the 36-yard line. Good tackle in there on the play by Tyler Luthman of Fort Loramie. And that sets up a second and about 18 to go for Minster. 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game. Minster must get all the way over to the Fort Loramie 47 for a first down. Here's Schmidtmeyer, left tackle, not much room. Fort Loramie slows him down, 36-yard line. Third down and a big chunk to go for a first down. Scoreboard clock says 6:39 remaining, halfway through the fourth quarter of this contest. The lead 20-7, Minster, which faces third down and a bunch right here. Fort Loramie will get the ball back with a stop here. Redskins will have somewhere between 5 and 6 minutes to go, down but two scores. Four takeaways by Minster, which could have had a fifth. Inside handoff, Schmidtmeyer. He ramrods to the 42, meets resistance, is shoved back. Didn't get the first down by a long shot. Minster will punt. Damon Mesher needs to take one to the house here in order for Fort Loramie to get back into this game. Trailing by 13. Minster vying for its eighth straight win over Fort Loramie in the last 6 years. Last Fort Loramie win was in 2013. 21-18 right here. Minster has won five openers since, plus two playoff bouts against Fort Loramie. Here's Retkerman to punt from his 25. Gets it away. Mesher coming forward. Catch on the run at 31. Slides between two men. Down he goes at the 37. I tell you what, Minster's special teams play has been excellent. The coverage squad for Minster has not let Damon Mesher out of its sight. He's gotten, 8-10 yards on returns, nothing more. And that is essentially a big offensive play for Fort Loramie, returns by Damon Mesher. But he's been throttled here this evening. First and 10 Redskins at their own 38. Lone touchdown for Fort Loramie, a 64-yarder. Second play, third quarter. Here's a little slant pattern over the middle. Catch made by Hoing. Hoing eludes a man at the 43. He stays on his feet to the 45, 48. Caught there. He got 10 and a first down. 5 minutes to go in this game. 20-7, Minster. Short drop, Colin Moore. Brandoey right flat, stutter step. Makes a man miss, drag down at the 48 of Minster. Gain of 4, second and 6. Please keep track of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, over the next 48 hours. We'll post our coverage game for next Friday night. It will either be St. Henry at Fort Loramie or Brookville hosting Anna. Anna routing Middletown Fenwick, but five touchdowns midway, second half. Slant pattern, Fort Loramie. Colin Moore, a strike to Sager at the 36, stays on his feet and trudges to the 31. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 4:20 left. Fourth quarter, 13-point lead, Minster. Fort Loramie trying to make it interesting. Snap to Colin Moore. Looks in the flat, finds a receiver behind the line, catch made by Mesher. He's surrounded, corralled, and decked at the 21, no gain. Or I should say the 31, no gain. 3:55 to go. Clock continues to tick. An ally of Minster right now. Wildcats ahead by 13. Fort Loramie sends trips to the left for Colin Moore in the spread. He looks right, fires wide of a receiver out of bounds at the 19. Intended on the play for the Fort Loramie receiver at the sideline. A missed throw. Moore may have simply pumped that one out of bounds. No one available. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Fort Loramie has not been real sharp on third downs tonight. Just a 33% percentage, 3 of 9. Two receivers far left. Play action, Colin Moore. Deep drop. Being harassed now. Oh, he's running around back near the 45. Throws a bullet. Flags fly. Intended for a receiver, Ruenkamp, in front of the Fort Loramie bench at the 27. One, two, three markers down. Ruenkamp may have had a Minster man draped all over him before the ball got there. Let's see. Well, Colin Moore bought time. We're all the way down to 3:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-7 in favor of Minster. Boy, here's a long huddle by the men in stripes. Can't believe this has not been sorted out by now. Here is the official ruling. It may be against Fort Loramie. Illegal receiver downfield. Pass interference on Minster. Intentional grounding also ruled on the play. I'm not sure how in the world that was intentional grounding. That was a chop block. Chop block mechanics issued by the official, not intentional grounding, which is what the public address noted. So I think penalties are probably going to offset. Fort Loramie will have maybe third down all over again and 9 yards to go from the Minster 31. I believe that's the case. There were at least three markers. Aha, roughing the passer was the final call of the trio. But even though there might have been two fouls on Minster, including pass interference, they do offset, and Fort Loramie's got a 3rd and 9 from the 30. Wide open receiver, outcut by Sager. Far hash mark at the numbers. A fingertip catch, good at the 20-yard line. Play goes for a dozen, first down. Colin Moore showing a strong arm as he rifled that across field. From outside of one hash to the other. Moore looking end zone. Fires short of it, deflected, incomplete. 3:08 to go, fourth quarter. 20-7 in favor of Minster. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie, Minster, 19-yard line. Or I should say 2nd and 10 after the incompletion. Redskins need a touchdown, and now, given the lateness of this game, you would just about have to try an onside kick. Line of scrimmage, the 19.5 of Minster. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. I'm stuck on 1st and 10. 2nd and 10 after the first down incompletion. Two receivers each way. Colin Moore, short drop. Oh, it's a fade pattern. Sager's in the end zone. Minster battles for it. It is broken up, incomplete. Well done by Minster. Well, Minster, in many respects here tonight, has performed at a rate you might see a team in week 5 or 6. It's been a very good game by Minster, defensively and offensively, on the late downs. They have slowed up Fort Loramie on third down plays, and Minster has converted on 3rd and even 4th. 3rd and 10, Fort Loramie. Here's a screen. Brandewee backside open. Catches down at the 17. He's twisted to the turf at about the 11, maybe the 10. It could be goal to go and a first down. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. No, it's fourth down. Fourth and a foot for Fort Loramie. At line of scrimmage, the Minster 10-yard line. Play of the game here. 2:36 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie must get to the 9.5. Snap back to Moore. He wants to throw. Going for the touchdown. He keeps. He runs. 10-5. Stood up at the 3. Gallant play by Colin Moore. He's a husky young man. 6'1", 215. He took on two or three black shirts. He was met solidly inside the 5. Moore did a good job tucking that football away. No one was open in the end zone. That would have been a fourth down incompletion and a turnover on downs. And the clock is winding down. 2:07 to go. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. 2.5 of Minster. Colin Moore in the fake. He looks tight end over the middle. Plyman got it. Uh-oh, let's see. We got a flag. Is it a pick, a hold on Fort Loramie? It might be. And the touchdown is going to be awarded because Minster held downfield in the end zone. Touchdown, Redskins. And Fort Loramie's crept within 7. Interesting affair now here late in this game with 2 minutes to go. Big point after here by quarterback Colin Moore to trim it to a 6-point deficit. Momentary delay right here. We've got exactly 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter of this game. It's turned into a real scrap. Fort Loramie not going away. That was a defiant drive of the Redskins, who converted big play after big play in that offensive thrust down the field. As Fort Loramie went 75 yards for the score, eating up better than 5 minutes. Extra point try, extremely low, slice to the right. Good rush, but Minster caused it. It's no good. 2 minutes left in the game. Minster's lead still 7. Each team has blown a PAT. 20-13 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Oh, it's getting interesting here at Minster. Fort Loramie has crept back within 7. Point after touchdown miss, though. 20-13, Minster in the lead. And before the kickoff here by Fort Loramie, Minster gets a timeout. I'd like to remind you about the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In a matter of seconds, we'll hear from the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. I'd like to remind you, we're also on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 2 minutes to go. Minster by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And after a penalty against Minster, which I think resulted from a foul after the extra point, Fort Loramie tries the onside kick from the 50, and the hands team from Minster recovers neatly at the 38-yard line of the Wildcats with a minute 59 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. And looking at the scoreboard, it does not appear that Fort Loramie has got a timeout remaining. It says zero. And Minster simply is going to tuck the football away. Three straight plays, or four if they have to. It'll be Niemeyer, who is directly under center, down to a knee, and Fort Loramie cannot stop it. That's my observation. I think it's correct. Yep. And Fort Loramie is going to lose to Minster for the eighth straight time. Eight consecutive wins by Minster over Fort Loramie. It's 20-13. Second down and now 12 for Minster from its own 37. A minute 30 left in the fourth. Onside kick by Fort Loramie failing. Minster with a good recovery. 12 yards downfield. Niemeyer not under center. He's taking a look closely at the play clock. And you know what? It's on the blink. So Niemeyer looks at the scoreboard clock, gets instructions from the sideline coaching staff, touches it down once more. A minute to go in the game. Third down coming up for Minster. And this one is just about to be history. 20-13 Minster. Fort Loramie with a late touchdown to cut it to 7. But Minster wins thanks to 2 fourth down touchdown plays and 4 takeaways in this game. Let's give credit where it's due. That last touchdown by Fort Loramie resulted from an unusual formation. Drew Benanzer was on the receiving end of that 3-yard strike from Colin Moore, but the Redskins are short by a touchdown. Final seconds winding down. That's it. Minster prevails 20-13 over Fort Loramie in a hard-fought battle here at Minster tonight. Fort Loramie plays in Division 7, the region which includes Marion Local and Layman Catholic, by the way. In Division 6 does Minster play in a real stringent Northwest region, which includes 5 MAC schools, Minster plus Anna, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and Coldwater. And Minster could very well have to go 7-3 to make the final 8 and advance to the playoffs in that region. Minster's in the MAC. They've got some stiff opponents along the way. Minster under head coach Garen Stokes can go 7-3. It was a 7-3 club last year. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, licking its wounds after being beaten by 7, plays at home next week, starting a 2-year agreement with St. Henry. St. Henry at Fort Loramie next Friday night, and in 2020, it is Fort Loramie at St. Henry. Stay in touch with the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll post in the next 48 hours our game next week, either Anna at Brookville, Anna routing Middletown Fenwick tonight. Not surprising, Anna won, but the score was big. That was a little bit of a shock. We could possibly cover St. Henry at Fort Loramie next Friday evening. One of those two games will be on our schedule. We'll break for a couple minutes, back to wrap it up when we return. Great weather night here at Minster. Outstanding crowd turned out. Both sides of the gridiron with filled stands, and it was a spectacle. Good game. Minster prevails by 7, 20-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Well, the story of this game, Minster converting two fourth down plays for touchdown passes, one coming with a second to go in the second quarter, a trick play, a double handoff, a throwback pass from Retkerman to the quarterback Niemeyer, and that gave Minster a two-touchdown lead going into intermission. Fort Loramie could never get even. Minster prevails 20-13. Although in the second half of this game, Fort Loramie did outscore Minster 13-7. Fort Loramie getting a touchdown pass from Colin Moore to Drew Bonanza with 2 minutes to go in the game. And on the second play of the second half, a 64-yard strike up top from Colin Moore to Damon Mesher for Fort Loramie's two scores. Give credit to Minster. Minster responded with about a 74-yard touchdown drive right after Fort Loramie got the quick strike to start the second half. That touchdown march put Minster back up a 13. Minster gave up the late score to Fort Loramie, which loses by a touchdown, 20-13. Eighth straight setback suffered by Fort Loramie to Minster. 6 years in a row now, Minster has won the season opener. Minster has also taken two playoff games along the way. Again, next week, it's either St. Henry at Fort Loramie or Anna at Brookville here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pre-game webcast time at 6:35 here on Scores Broadcast. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney on Route 25A, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Brookins in Fort Loramie, custom foam products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins, food's not in between. It's out of this world. the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company plus Superior Aluminum plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., three Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us all year for Fort Loramie contests, basketball and football. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Some new underwriting sponsors, which joined us late last year during the school season for either football either basketball or baseball. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman with high-quality craftsmanship available to build your home the way you like it, step by step. Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the best, Regal for the crowning touch. And so many thanks to Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster, across from Lake Loramie. You get more at Maury's. Mike Wick alongside engineering. Chuck McBee not here tonight, knee replacement surgery a few weeks back. Chuck will be in the saddle again soon. Don't want Chuck climbing these stairs at these high school football stadiums until that knee is well mended. It's close. We'll get Chuck back in the crow's nest here before long. So many thanks to Mike Wick tonight, who was one of the founding partners on scoresbroadcast.com. Mike Wick's technical expertise, that was also provided by Mark Jordan, Jeff Bray as well, including Jeff's on-air duties, could not have gotten launched in 2006, 2007, 2008 without the help of Mark Jordan, Jeff Bray, and Mike Wick alongside engineering here tonight.
It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Yeah, really enjoyed it. First football game on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna Lehman Catholic. First basketball game, November of 07, Jackson Center, Arushi. I didn't remember those. I had to go back and search. So that's not my memory paying off. I had to do some research to find those games in the past. But Jeff Bray was listening tonight. Chuck McBee was tuned in as well. We had a great audience. I got two or three emails from states outside of Ohio. People joined us for this annual season opener, Fort Loramie Minster. It was a fine contest. We thought it would be pretty close. And mistakes were costly, four turnovers by Fort Loramie. Minster really caused three of them with timely hits that popped the ball free. And big fourth down plays on offense by Minster, which held Fort Loramie to about, 25% percentage converting first downs and third down. Fort Loramie was stopped in late downs most often in this game tonight. And Minster did not look like an August football team. Minster appeared to be in midseason form tonight.
Agreed.
Yep, sure did. Again, thank you very much for joining us here at Minster tonight for all the play-by-play on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, it's Brookville hosting Anna next week, or St. Henry at Fort Loramie. Until next Friday evening, when Jack Kramer and Matt Zerker will join you on scoresbroadcast.com. This is Jack Kramer, along with Mike Wick, saying goodnight from here at Minster, where the Minster Wildcats have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 20-13.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.